Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rough Writers Radio. I'm the host, the Rough Writer. Today's topic, Tsarist America and Comrade Trump joined at the hip with Putin's Russia. Let's get right to it. Trump's done everything but invite Vladimir Putin to the inauguration for a front row seat on Friday, January the 20th. Hell, there's still time. Would anybody really be surprised to see the 5'6" Soviet strongman in the front row in the audience on the afternoon of the inauguration? Hell, they're bosom buddies by now. They'd be great together, camping in the wilds of old Canada or upper Michigan, canoeing down the various backwater river channels through the back country, and stopping for the night along the water's edge, pitching tent, kicking back, drinking vodka, and telling lies and swatting flies. Trump is a virtual echo chamber for Putin. He sees in Putin a strong man just like himself. Let's do away with NATO. Well, Putin says, okay. Let's do away with the European Union. Putin says, I couldn't agree more. Trump says, let's forget about all the Russian hacking nonsense. Putin couldn't agree more. And Trump, the sanctions on Russia imposed for their invasion of the Ukraine in 2014. And then we can get on with the Arctic Ocean oil business to the tune of $1.5 trillion, with a T, dollars of oil revenue, and thereby greatly benefiting ExxonMobil. The soon-to-be Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's former company, where he served as the CEO, $500 billion at stake here. It won't be long before the U.S. and the Soviet Union will be conducting joint military training exercises as well as naval exercises. Then Trump and Putin will come up with an idea to construct a treaty between the two countries wherein neither one can do anything militarily offensive without consulting the other. Let's take it one step further. How about a mutual non-aggression pact, just like the Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union entered into in 1939? Trump is certainly taking note of the way Vladimir Putin dominates the media in the Soviet Union. He exercises virtually total control of content dissemination. The press is throttled in the Soviet Union. Putin sets the stage and just merely doles out the limited, very limited access to the press, but with a stranglehold on the content that actually gets broadcast out to the Russian people as a whole. Trump is already, quote, thinking out loud, unquote, about clamping down on the U.S. press, stigmatizing whole networks or individual network reporters in public, continually calling their news as news, and bypassing the press altogether and relying exclusively on Twitter tweets, and even making such moves as to oust the press from the West Wing of the White House and or maybe instead invite TV and radio talk show hosts, yeah, those are real journalists, and web bloggers, oh, they're hardcore journalists, to take part in the White House press briefings as opposed to real journalists, the ones already there. In short, the U.S., the Trump administration, and the Soviet Union, Putin's Kremlin, will come to resemble more and more of each other and will ultimately become joined at the hip, and we will have, in effect, the United States of Russia. That concludes tonight's podcast. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home, and as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.